we have some big picture stuff coming down the pike starting on January 21st.
A few moments later.
This is where Queensland's secretive testing and research of deadly viruses takes place. But today, a very public admission.
There is not a clear record of the destruction of 323 samples that cannot be located.
Get ready to see Anthony Fauci. I'm gonna dust off the Anthony Fauci voice. Yeah, it's been a while, boys. Right? You're gonna die! You better take my booster shots. No, I'm not taking it. Oh, yeah, but there's a pandemic coming. I know there's a pandemic coming because you guys keep releasing pandemics. The best way to stop a global worldwide pandemic is to arrest the people like Gates and Fauci and Houts and all these other scumbags who are unleashing them on us. Oh, you get what you hate science. No, look at this over here. Hundreds of vials of deadly viruses have gone missing from a laboratory on accident, of course. They don't got security cameras. They don't work. No, we have security cameras, man. Got security cameras on every level, right? Massive amount, right? You got to put your thumbprint. You got to have a retina scan to get into these rooms. But, like, they all broke. Yeah. Abe, they all broke. That, like, one day. And all of these vials, they walked out. Oh, my God. Hundreds of vials. Hundreds of vials of deadly viruses have gone missing from a laboratory. And scientists warn they could be weaponized. Well, yes. Wait. You think they stole them? They stole all of these vials of the world's deadliest diseases to then just shove them up their butt. No, they're going to sell them. They're being sold to China. They're being sold to Iran. They're being sold to New Syria. They're being sold to the biolabs in Ukraine that don't exist. The biolabs in Syria. The U.S.-run biolabs in Syria that don't exist. They need these vials over there. I love how we're all supposed to play around. Like, that's weird. Oh, yeah. They tried, guys, I couldn't find the article, but 2 days ago, they're like, so what? They're missing. It was crazy. I wish I could find that article. Maybe somebody in the comment section. So, listen. We lost a few. So what? It happens. And then people were like, no, fuck you. What do you mean you lost a few? We should shut up. This is Chief Nerd over here. Hundreds of deadly virus samples have vanished from an Australian lab in a major breach of biosecurity. You know, if you say anything about the Australian government, like they were able to hunt you down, right? They would strap Aboriginals with GPS data to go hunt down Australians who didn't want to get vaccinated, right? You couldn't go hide in the bush. They would find you. Drones disguised as birds would be able to hunt you down. Dolphin drones off the fucking coast. There was no escape. No escape. Okay. Right. For people who didn't want to get jabbed with an experimental medication, you could not escape the apparatus. Somebody stole hundreds of the deadliest pathogens in your fucking country from a biolab that requires a whole lot of security. You ain't just walking into one of those fucking places. We can't figure this out. Of course you can't. Can't figure this out. You don't want to figure it out. Arrest everybody who runs this place, right? Start there. You're all under arrest. Every security person's under arrest. Everybody who's in charge of the security people are under arrest. The CEO's under arrest. Everybody's under arrest. You're all under arrest. Yep. Start fucking talking. You're not only are you all under arrest, but you're all under arrest for fucking treason and putting the world at risk of another fucking deadliest pandemic of all time. So I don't know what your capital punishment in Australia is, but death by kangaroo kicks to the dick sounds good enough for me. So you're all signed up for that until you start fucking talking. You're under arrest. It's too stupid to be stupid. Yesterday, Queensland Health Minister, he's under arrest. Arrest him. This is your job. right? The buck stops with you, bro. So now you're under arrest. Tim over here announced that 323 vials of live viruses are now unaccounted for. Okay, well then you're under arrest. You're under arrest till we can count them. How about that? Okay. Till we can account them, you are under arrest. These include nearly 100 vials of the Hendra virus, 2 vials of the Hanta virus, 223 vials of Alyssa virus. Sounds like an X, boys. All of which are extremely deadly to you. Of course they are. Because these are going to be sold. These are going to be sold. These are going to be turned into more coronaviruses. Of course they are. Nobody got arrested for the coronavirus bullshit. Nobody got treason charges for coronavirus bullshit. Nobody got the capital punishment for the coronavirus bullshit. So they're going to do it again. And you're supposed to believe that this high level biosecurity laboratory just can't figure this out. Can't crack this code, boys. We don't understand. Oh, no. No, this shit happens all the time. It's like Jurassic Park, man. Like thunder and lightning. It like knocked out all of our systems. Some fat fucking rotundas, dude. In the rains, just stealing embryos of Hantavirus. Dude, get the fuck out of here. You're all under arrest. You're all under arrest. This could, if anybody wanted to solve this problem, you could solve it very easily. But the problem is the people who run Australia. Tim Nichols over here benefits from stolen pathogen vials. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, they love it. They love it. If they didn't initiate the sale themselves, they certainly benefit from it. More Hantavirus camps coming up in the future. More Hantavirus passports. Miraculous. We'll have mRNA vaccines for all of these next week, by the way. And you'll be fucking forced to take them. Or you're ending up in a concentration camp. For your safety. For your safety. How about for my safety? We arrest these fucking people who were in charge of security. Let's start there. Nah, that'd make way too much sense. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support the channel. Keep up to date on... Oh, no! Wow! We can't figure this out. Maybe we can get the American FBI's asshole to come investigate this. Oh, wait, they're cocksuckers, too. Hit that subscribe button and make way. Because the salt must flow.